This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. One of the breakout stars of the 2012 Summer Olympics in London was a teenage girl from Flint. Claressa Shields made it to London for the first year that women's boxing was an Olympic event, and she went on to become the first American woman to win Olympic gold in boxing. This young woman, nicknamed T-Rex, still going strong. She won the world championship in 2014 and recently won gold at the Pan American Games in Toronto. T-Rex is a documentary film all about Claressa Shields. It'll be screened soon in Grand Rapids. We have boxer Claressa Shields with us now, along with the producer of T-Rex, Sue J. Johnson. Claressa, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you.
And we have Sue with us. Welcome, Sue.
Thank you.
Claressa, I want to congratulate you first on winning that gold medal at the Pan Am Games.
Thank you. It was great.
Yeah, I'm wondering, does having that Olympic gold and the Pan Am gold, has that changed the way that you feel about fighting and the way you think about matches and your opponents?
Absolutely not. Every opponent is a world champion to me, and I have to compete against the top women from their country, so I box against all number one. So I'm never, you know, off my game or never underestimate anybody.
Sue, I'm wondering what it was about Claressa's life and her story that really struck you and that you most wanted to get across with your film.
Well, the first time I met Claressa, it was at a boxing tournament, and it was the last qualifying tournament for the Olympic trials. And nobody had really seen her before because she was in the youth division prior to that. And she came on the scene, and she fought unlike any woman that I had seen fight till that point. Just fierce, like she didn't even know that there were limits to what she could do. And there probably are no limits to what she can do. And so I was so struck by her fierceness and just this unbridled passion about fighting. So I sat down with her and her coach and interviewed her for what turned out to be a couple hours, and then what turned out to be a couple of years. But what kept me going was, it was just so clear that the stakes are so high for her. Living in Flint with a really tough family life and very few resources, like the margins are razor thin. And this question of like, what does it take to stay the course? And Claressa, her tenacity and resilience in the ring is one thing, but then just in her daily life, what she has managed to accomplish given what is going on around her all the time is just so extraordinary. Just continues, I mean, even to this day, just continues to blow my mind.
Claressa, I'm wondering, how and when did you first discover boxing? How old were you?
I discovered boxing when I was 11 years old.
What did you like about it? What kept you coming back to the gym and to the ring?
Well, from the first day that I ever went down there, I just felt like I was at home. I felt like I could train and sweat and do what the guys are doing without being judged. There were so many things in my life that I did that I was judged on. I used to play, you know, street football with the guys. I was judged on that. Or, you know, play street basketball. But it was more of like when I went down to the gym and I started boxing, they wanted me to work hard. They wanted me to sweat. And they wanted me to, you know, show up for practice on time and just be an athlete. Added on top of that, my first time getting inside the ring, I had been boxing for 2 months, and I boxed against a guy who was boxing for almost 6 years, and I beat him up. So after that, I always just wanted to come back to the gym. I wanted to get better. I wanted to get stronger, and I was just learning.
Am I right? Did your father tell you about Leila Ali?
Yes.
What did that do for you?
That story was, I was 11 years old. And my dad had told me that if he would have stuck to what he was passionate about, he wouldn't be in the situation he was in, which was my dad had been in prison twice. The last time he went for 7 years. He went when I was 2 and got out when I was 9. So when I met him and he was telling me that, I just asked him, what was he passionate about? And he said boxing. I thought that when he said boxing, he was telling me to box. But he also said, you know, Muhammad Ali had sons, but his daughter took after him. Leila Ali, she got in the ring and she took after him, and he said, she's a bad girl. And I thought that when my dad said that, he was telling me he wanted me to box. I went down to the gym maybe a week later or maybe 3 or 4 days, and I had trained one day, and I liked it. So I had asked my dad if he would sign me up, and he said no. He said boxing was a man's sport. But after not speaking to my dad for like 2 or 3 days because I was upset at him, he brought me to his house, and it was him, his wife, and her 3 kids. And I guess they all voted, and he's the only one that voted no to let me box. Everybody else in the house voted yes. So he lost by majority decision, and I was at the gym training.
Oh, I love that story. Sue, your film shows us Clarissa's path to London and to the Olympics, and it was not a smooth one, was it?
No. there was a dark, dark moment there. You know, caught us all by surprise. Clarissa was on a roll. You know, she had undefeated going into the Olympic trials. She pretty much swept the Olympic trials, and her only disappointment in the trials was that she didn't score high enough. And it was looking so good going into the World Championships. She only needed to place in the top 8, and it was the first time that she had to compete without her coach, Jason. He couldn't accompany her to China. And China, like, may as well have been the moon. It was just so far away from everything, so different. And then some crazy stuff happened with her family. There was all this kind of family drama that she got sucked into. And Jason, her coach, Jason Crutchfield, is so good at keeping all of that drama away from her, really isolating her and keeping her focused. And then without him, she loses focus. And walks into the ring, and I remember being ringside filming it, and she walks in the ring and the bell goes off, and it was, I don't know, Clarissa, you can jump in, it was like Clarissa wasn't home.
And of course we know it works out, and we'll let people watch the film to see how that happens, but Clarissa goes to the London Olympics, and I am looking at your smiling face, Clarissa, in a photo with that gold medal around your neck. What does that medal represent for you and for kids in Flint like you with a dream?
To me, it represents hope, and it brings a lot of faith, you know. Of course, I'm from Flint, and we have a high murder rate, but there's a lot of talent, and there's a lot of great people here in the city of Flint, Michigan. And when I wanted to go, it just showed that, because so many people feel like their life is over, you know, feel like they don't have anything to fight for, or like they just can't be anything because where we're from and where we're always around. So when I won the Olympics, it made everybody happy. I think for the 2 weeks that I was fighting, people had told me that I was the main focus of the city. There were no shootings, there were no killings. Everybody was just like, who got the TV when we watched Clarissa fight? That was it. I mean, I was just able to inspire so many people. But the gold medal, it just brings light to that. You know, I grew up and I didn't have so great parents, but I still turned out to be great. So it shows, you know, kids that you don't have to be like your parents. You don't have to let your parents decide your life for you, you know, just because they were a drug addict or they abused alcohol or whatever they chose to do that wasn't good in life. It doesn't mean that you have to do that. And that's what the Olympics, you know, brought to my city.
So what do you hope people are going to get from watching T-Rex?
From watching the documentary T-Rex, I hope that people get that one, that women get that you can do sports and that you can be great and that you can be, I guess they call it masculine, and still, I think, be masculine and still be beautiful. It's a lot of shots in the film where, of course, you see me training my butt off, you know, even after the Olympics and before the Olympics, but then you also see there's a couple shots of me going to prom. It's shots of me in a dress. It shows me with my hair done when I'm not competing. And it just shows that, yes, you can be a lady. You can be tough.
And tough you are. And, of course, next summer, the Rio Olympics. How are you preparing physically and mentally for Brazil?
Well, preparing myself physically is always, you know, just the training, eating right. And then after that, you know, it's a lot of sleep, a lot of rest. But as far as mentally, you know, there are some things I have to cut off. I don't get to hang around my friends a lot, or I can't really be around a whole lot of my family. I just have to really mentally, anything that, you know, makes me think negative or makes me sad or mad, I just stay away from it, because I feel like right now, especially, this is the Olympic trials coming up next month. It's the most important tournament, you know, going to the trials. I have some tough cookies I have to go against. So right now I'm just, you know, making sure that my mind is ready for the split decisions ready for the crowd to be cheering against me, because even though I'm the Olympic gold medalist 2012, there are still, you know, people that want to see other girls go. And even though they want them to go, that they're not going to beat me. So I'm just have to, you know, right now I'm just getting rid of all doubt. I'm making sure that I check everything. I have to check that I'm in shape, that I'm eating right, that I'm mentally sane, that I'm physically ready, and that I'm just confident. I'm not going to go in the ring with any doubts.
We wish you continued success, Clarissa, and we wish we will be cheering for you when you're in Brazil as you continue that quest for that second Olympic gold medal. And producer Sue J. Johnson, good luck with the film. It'll be shown in Grand Rapids at the Waterfront Art Prize Film Festival September 25th, along with other screenings coming up. You can go to trexthefilm.com and check all of that out. Thanks to both of you for being with us today on Stateside. It was great to talk with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Nice talk to you guys, too.